Christian Fellowship of Stafford, Virginia, the way church was meant to be. In 2015, we are watching a beautiful unfolding of God's plan, and you are all part of it. Join Apostle Kyron and Associate Pastor Kimberly Buford and the NACF of Stafford Church family as we step into the year of greater. It is time to possess the land. Tune in every Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at Breaking the Chains with Young Adult Talk, live at 858-357-9137 to see what God has to say to you.
Amen. I like Western and... Yes, I like Western and the old black and white movies.
Yes.
Yep.
They had something.
Yep.
They were, you had to know how to act back then.
Yes, you did.
Clean acting.
Yep.
But anyway, I was watching Bonanza and the Cartwright family.
Yeah.
Little Joe Hoff. Adam and Father Cartwright. Well, I can't tell the whole story because of the time. I'm not using my you're right here. But anyway, the influenza broke out on the Cartwright ranch. And in order for the entire town not to be contaminated, they had to confine the men there, and they were confined in the bunkhouse. Well, where this woman came from, I don't know, but there was a woman in there who was attending to them, and I don't even remember her name, so I'm going to call her Miss... Oh, my goodness, Miss Charman. That's what I'm going to call her, Miss Charman. Miss Charman was acting as a nurse. She was not a nurse. But she had been on the ranch for such a long time, so she felt like she owned the ranch. And what she said, you know, what I say goes. So anyway, all the men that were sick was in the bunkhouse, and it was so hot. They had an old stove and wood stove, but she kept putting wood in, closed all the doors, closed all the windows, and it was hot as everything and stuffy. Well, there was another woman who came to the ranch, Miss B, and she came to talk to Father Cartwright. And she had been trained. How many people know who Madame Curie was?
Okay.
She had been trained by Madame Curie. Her husband was a doctor, and he was locked up in jail because he went to a school that no one had heard of before. And so they rejected him and told him that he was a liar, and if you lied in that town, they locked you up. So anyway, I'm going to make this fast. Anyway, Miss B came to the ranch to talk to Father Cartwright. To beg for her husband's release. But in the meantime, she couldn't leave because there was an epidemic there. But keep in mind, she was trained by Madame Curie, so she knew what was happening. She knew it was influenza. Other woman did not know what it was. She just knew that they were sick and they were going to die. So Miss B was trying to tell her, I am experienced. So this is what you do. You let fresh air in, and you give them lots of liquid. Well, this woman fought her tooth and nail, as they say. They even got into a broom fight, and I'm telling you, she just fought her. Finally, the doctor came out, and the doctor fought her. The doctor got sick. So this Miss B said, "Doggone it, I'm going to do what I know is right regardless." You know, and somebody's going to get hurt. So what she did was she couldn't open the windows because the woman that was there, Miss Charman, had nailed them shut. So she took a chair. She became violent. She took a chair and she broke the windows so air could come in. And she gave the men liquid. And she bathed their face, their forehead, with ice to bring down their fevers, their fever. So bottom line is, they all got well.
Amen.
Now, in the meantime, Miss Charman, who was so blessed, who felt like she knew everything and resisted what this other woman was trying to tell her. This woman was trying to help her, to make her better.
Yeah.
Okay. So after the men got well, Miss Charman slowly accepted the fact that what Miss B was saying was exactly true, and that she learned something that day. Now, why did I tell that story, and I left so much out to it? I hope it wasn't boring. But anyway, the reason I told that was so many times we don't get victory in our lives because we resist what the Spirit is telling us. We don't get victory in our lives because we resist change. Statistics say that, you know, for people who start businesses, small businesses, well, I guess it goes for large businesses also. The biggest reason for failure is lack of change. You know, you're not flexible. You think you have all the answers. You don't want to hear somebody else. And don't let that person have be without credentials. You definitely don't want to listen to them. But I just wanted to say that being Christian, we have the living God inside of us, the Holy Spirit. He's always talking to us, whether we know it or not. It's up to us to set aside some time to listen, to hear. He speaks to other people too. We need to, like this woman, set aside pride. You know, that pride really is a killer. It just causes you to be at a standstill in your life. Nothing can flow because you are blocking it. We blame it on the devil. It is not the devil. It is not the devil. We give the devil too much credit.
Amen.
And he doesn't deserve it. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even deserve his name coming on our list.
Amen.
But anyway, I just want to say that as Christians, we really, it would be nice if we would just flow in the Spirit, listen to what the Spirit is saying, even through other people. And not resist change so much. In that change is your reward, is your next step, is your blessing. You know, and a lot of times I found out a lot of times that you know, especially on our job, we have irritants, people who irritate us, people who always going against the grain. You know, as a Christian, God allows a lot of this to go on because that very person is your next, is your stepping stone. I don't know if I'm making sense to you. It's like iron chopping iron, and I think my time is up. But I just want to say, be blessed, be flexible, listen to what the Spirit is saying, and Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, get up and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord, say, but the Lord, shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All they gather themselves together, they come unto thee. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? What we want to do right now is just go and tell everybody, hey. Hey. And just give everybody a hug and say, I love you. Praise God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to pray.
Holy Word. Amen. And we also remind ourselves of who we are and the promises that he made for us. Amen. So now we're going to speak these loud. Amen. Speak it into the air. We feel like we really believe what we say. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, my soul, and my body. Jesus has been made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my shepherd. I do not want. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I do not fret or have anxiety about anything. I do not have care. I have the mind of Christ and hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart. I am a believer and not a doubter. I hold fast to my confession of faith. I decide to walk by faith and practice faith. My faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Jesus is the author and the developer of my faith. Pray for praise. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my redeemer. Your word has revived me and given me life. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. So will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
A little bit louder.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Give God the praise.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, if that was for me, that would be fast. You're praising God right now. So give God the praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let us proclaim the mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship. The mission of the New Antioch Christian Fellowship is to proclaim the kingdom of God, preach salvation through Jesus, and equip God's people for service.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, you know what? Whatever you feel like you need to do to get comfortable, whatever you feel like you need to do to get comfortable, you go and do that right now. This is the time to praise God. Amen. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I know that he is. Hallelujah. We're going to praise God today, and we're going to talk about the names of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Elohim. Adonai. We call him by his name. Amen. That means we know something about him. Amen. Because each one of those names is a different aspect of how he reveals himself. Amen. So when we speak these names, we are talking about the one who died for us, the one who saved us. Amen. Y'all with me? Hallelujah. So we speak these things with
love
and understanding. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. El Shaddai. Elohim. Adonai.
Emmanuel.
Jesus, the name above all names.
Heaven on earth, oh. Good.
singing. Bow down, bow down.
Bow down in worship.
Bow down before the Holy God. Yeah. We're gonna worship Him today.
Oh, worship Him.
Holy ground. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We've come to worship him today. We've come to praise him. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy.
Yes, he is.
Of all praise.
Yes, he is.
Of all glory. And while the word said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the saints,
yes, God.
The Lord's name, not my name, not your name, but the Lord's name is worthy.
It's worthy to be praised.
To be praised.
Hallelujah.
Can I get a witness this morning?
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that we can come to God's house and be free. Amen. There's liberty in God's house. Amen. I'm so glad to come into a place and get a second chance. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a God of restoration. Have I got a witness here? Amen. As I was reading this past week, I heard a story of the man named Shammah. Amen. And when the Philistines came upon to take all the the crops and the land. Everybody ran and got afraid, but Shemar said, no, I'm tired of running.
Come on,
I want you right here. We're going to fight this thing out. And the Bible says he got a great victory that day. He slew over 300 Philistines by himself. That's why he's called Jehovah Shammah, the God who's right there. Hallelujah. The God who's right there in the house. Amen. He is right there in the house. What better place to meet God than in his house? Have I got a witness this morning?
Amen.
Amen. I'm excited about Jesus.
Yes.
I'm excited about God's mercy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'm excited about God's grace. Amen. I'm excited about God's faithfulness to us. In spite of us.
In spite of us.
Hallelujah.
Right.
In spite of us. Amen. He still has his love for me.
That's right.
In spite of my mess up and mistakes. I don't know about you, but I can talk about myself.
Come on now.
In spite of my mess up. In spite of my failures. In spite of my shortcomings. Amen.
That's right.
I can go to the Lord in prayer.
That's right.
And not only that, but he hears my prayer.
Right.
Amen. I'm so glad that when he looks down upon me, he can see some blood on me. Amen. You know that blood is that redemptive blood. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That takes away the sin of the whole world. I'm talking about that blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, we invite your presence in this place.
Yes, Lord.
God, forgive us of our sins. In the name of Jesus, let your peace, let your glory, let your anointing be in this room. Father God, we pray for your delivering power. We pray for your healing power to be made manifest in this hour. God, bless you. We thank you for those who are here today, Father. We pray for the spirit of unity to prevail. We pray for the spirit of one accord to prevail this day. Lord, that we can bless each other. We can pray for each other. We can love on each other. We can worship together. We can seek your face together. We can do the work together. We can labor in the vineyard together. Oh, God, we thank you that there are no big eyes and no little yous in your kingdom.
Amen.
For we all walk together. We strive together. Now, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We pray for the Holy Ghost to be even released again. Your word declares that there is power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us.
Yes.
Lord God, we need to have a strong voice to the nation that will proclaim your glory.
Yes, God.
We need to have a strong voice to the community that will proclaim your glory, not being afraid to release a word that you have given us for the nations, God, that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by him. God, there has to be a word. We want to keep our voices strong,
yes, God,
in the world today,
yes,
Father.
God. Yes,
even if there are assaults against the kingdom work on forward right now to twist and insert compromise in the gospel. There's a voice, or there's a malevolent force, God, that wants to stifle our voice right now. And God, the people want to extract repentance. They want to extract deliverance. They want to extract, oh God, faith in you and allow everything to come in and be acceptable.
Come on.
But God, your word declares there is a way that leads,
yes,
right to us.
Come on, preacher.
But the end of that way leads to death. So God, we want to embrace holiness. We want to embrace repentance.
Yes.
We want to embrace deliverance.
Yes.
We want to embrace uprightness, God. We want to embrace righteousness, Father.
Hallelujah.
In our sight today.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, we thank you right now, Lord, for the voice that will not compromise.
Yes.
Voice that will not be afraid to speak. The voice that will not be afraid to tell the truth. That salvation comes through Jesus.
Yes, yes.
So Lord,
yes,
we thank you for your son.
Hallelujah.
Your only begotten son, God, that you sent to us. Lord God, that we might not perish but have everlasting life if we accept him.
Yes.
And God, he is the way.
Hallelujah.
And he is the life.
Hallelujah.
And his
Hallelujah.
Name is Yeshua.
Yes.
His name is Emmanuel, God,
come
with
on,
us.
Come on.
That's why right there in Hebrews, forsake not the fellowship or the assembly of yourselves together. Something about coming together in God's house with the people of God that kind of it helps to energize and charge you up, amen, so you can go back into the world and say, devil, I got some more.
Come on now.
Amen. So David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, amen. And we're excited about going into the house of God. David was the king of Israel, you know, of Judea and the northern territory, to be specific. Amen. He was the king of Israel, and he had many experiences in his life that would suggest that he genuinely loved the Lord,
yes,
and was delighted to go into his presence. David, you might recall, was called a man after God's own heart.
Right.
I forgot the weird difference.
Amen.
But now David also experienced situations that suggest he needed refuge and peace. Huh? He needed these things, this refuge, this peace that he could only find in the house of the Lord. Amen. Sometimes the kind of peace you're looking for, you're not going to find by talking to your best friend.
Come on, preacher.
Amen. Sometimes the kind of refuge you need, you're not going to find by talking to your counselor.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you got to get up and go to the house of the Lord.
Come on.
Have you got a witness, church? Amen. If you know anything about David, you would know that his life was not an easy life.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't have the riches and the glory passed down to him on a bill of platter. Right. David had to struggle. David had some hard times. Amen. He wasn't born into wealth.
That's right.
He was born into hard labor.
Yes.
Amen. He was the eighth son of Jesse. And he was Jesse's youngest boy. Amen. And while his other brothers were off in the army and doing what they were doing, David was off in the pasture tending to the sheep.
That's right.
So he went through some trying times, and he also made some tragic mistakes. But through it all, somebody said through it all.
Through it all.
The Lord was with him. Have we got a witness?
Amen.
We heard about the common story of David versus Goliath. Amen. How he was living a boy, and he stood up against the Philistine giant and killed him, amen, with the help of the Lord. He had 5,000 nice, smooth stone pillars, a flame top pouches. He faced the giant while the other soldiers of Israel were afraid to do anything about it. David had some heart. He had courage.
Come on.
Remember, David had heart.
That's right.
Amen. Now he also had issue with Bathsheba.
Come on.
When he was king of Israel, amen.
Amen.
And his army was always at war. And he walked upon his rooftop one day and looked over and saw this beautiful woman. Amen. And they cried, who is her? And bring her to me.
That's right.
And the sad thing about it is that one of his most valiant men, Uriah, who served David faithfully.
Come on.
Bathsheba was Uriah's wife. And David, in spite of all of that, wanted him to care for himself.
Come on, preacher.
And then after they did what they did, and she ended up pregnant, he had to cover the sin. And so because Uriah was so faithful to his king.
Come on,
he said, I dare not, king, have pregnant with my wife while my men at the front line and giving their lives for the kingdom. I dare not engage in pleasure far being removed from me, O king, to have time to enjoy my wife while my men are here dying.
Jesus.
And so David conspired and wrote a letter and had Uriah carry his own death notice back.
Come on, preacher. Tell the story.
And said, if the fight gets more intense, y'all draw back and let Uriah be killed. Because I got to come to the sea.
That's right.
I want everybody to know that I did something I should have done. And I'm here to produce some stuff that y'all should be knowing about. Amen. And I'm over my sin. And so then he went through some stuff.
That's right.
Matter of fact, the prophet came and told him, because you did this thing, the sword would never leave your family.
My God.
And his son Absalom tried to kill him.
That's right.
His people turned against him. His own arrogance. He began to believe his own resume. I'm David. I got this. Bring it to me. Amen. Family trouble and tragedy. Then the son that was conceived in sin between him and Bathsheba, the baby died.
What?
Finally, the baby got up. He sat there and sat close in ashes, and he repented of his sin, and he got up, washed his face, and went to worship.
All right.
David dealt with some issues in his life.
Yes, he did.
And he's no different than any of us.
That's right.
Hey, now, we weren't born in church.
Come on, preacher.
We weren't born saved.
Come
we
on.
Born again. Amen.
That's
we
right.
We had to go through some stuff and have a spiritual intensity and recognize I need Jesus.
Come on.
And I'm glad the Lord brought us up out of the muck and the mire. I remember about it.
Come on, preacher.
And all the trouble we experienced in life.
You preacher.
God gave all that stuff. Got us cleaned up.
That's
so
right.
I ain't on my way.
Come on.
Up the outside ground. Turn me around.
Preach.
And he got us straight. Amen. We think that was something for us in the house.
That's right.
David was a little shepherd's boy keeping his father's sheep. And on one occasion, he said, a lion took a sheep from the flock of my father. On another occasion, a bear came and took a sheep from the flock of my father. And each time, I went after the animal, and by the grace of God, was able to retrieve and restore the sheep back to the flock. So I got a reference point about the goodness of
come
God.
Come on!
Amen. Have you ever experienced loss in your life only to have the Lord give you restoration?
That's right. Huh?
Something that was yours that you were looking after, and it came up missing, or somebody took it and stole it, and God gave you supernatural, divine restoration.
Hallelujah.
Didn't make no sense for God to restore anything to you, but he did. Don't know how you got it back, but you did.
Come on.
Because God still loves you in spite of yourself.
Come on now.
Yeah, the prophet Samuel went down to visit David and another king of Israel. After the Lord had rejected Saul because of Saul's rebellion and disobedience, during this course of time, as David began to serve Saul in his court, Saul would experience fits of rage and jealousy and try to kill David. But the Lord was with David.
Amen.
David, why did David love Saul? David understood the order of kingdom principles.
Come on.
And how to respect authority.
That's right.
He never spoke ill of Saul.
That's right.
He always referred to Saul as the Lord's anointed.
That's right.
Matter of fact, when the soldiers brought him bad news about Saul, David took his sword and killed the soldiers. He understood that this is God's man. God set Saul up in order.
That's right.
I don't care how bad he is, he's still anointed, and God put him there.
All right.
So far, he didn't remove from me to say anything against God's anointing. It's the same Saul that would throw a javelin at David and try to kill him. The same Saul who would get his men together and go up there and try to touch David down to destroy him. But he never spoke bad about Saul. Even as Saul grew more and more jealous of David. Anybody ever experienced jealousy?
Jesus.
People trying to respect him and be nice to him, and they just hate you for no reason. Hallelujah. You know, David and Saul were coming back from war, from the battle. As the army returned, they walked through the city, and the people began to say, Saul has killed his thousands, but David killed his 10,000. Don't you know when Saul heard that? He got even more upset at David and began to conspire and find different ways to destroy him.
Wow.
But the Lord was with David.
Come on. That's right.
Hallelujah. Can you remember when the Lord was with you and had your back? And in spite of what the enemy had prepared for you?
Right.
Huh? They laid traps for you, laid snares for you, lied back on your job,
come on.
To their boss about you. In spite of all that, the Lord was with you.
Amen.
Amen. Talking bad about you, but in spite of all that, the Lord was with you.
Amen.
Don't know how you survived, but you survived because the Lord was with you.
Amen.
Can't stand to see you coming, but the Lord is with you. Don't like how you walk. Don't like how you dress.
Come on.
Don't like what you drive. Don't like where you live. Don't like how you sound, but the Lord was with you.
All right.
Ain't the good to know God is on your side? And if God be for you,
who can be
who, who can the gates of hell can prevail against him. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news, church?
Yes, it is.
When the Lord said that by himself, you can put 1,000 folks to flight. That's how bad you are.
And
if you pull y'all together, y'all can put 10,000 folks to flight. And then I promise God, put up with you.
Amen. That's right.
Because the Lord said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Put on the inside of you that will take you. And the Bible said that greater is he in me than he that is in the world.
Right.
I'm just talking about when God got your back.
All right now.
When you can say, but God.
Yeah.
I don't know how I made it. I don't know how I survived. I'm a bill for the high. I'm ready to get four clothes on. I'm going to call that repossessed. Didn't have nothing to eat. But God.
But God. Yeah. Hallelujah.
You've been through a but God moment?
Yeah.
I mean, when bills get paid mysteriously, divinely, supernaturally, and you get a check that you forgot you had coming to you, and you were able to take you all your needs, you can say, but God.
But God.
Hallelujah. When they just knew that by Friday you would be overtaken, I'm done, I'm out of the way. But God.
But God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then Ephesians 2:4 says, but God. Ironically enough. But God, who is rich in mercy. For his great love, which he loved us with, even when we were dead in sin, has taken us together with Christ, has raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. No. He said the Lord has made us sit in heavenly places.
Made us.
He didn't ask you to do something.
Come on. Yay.
I'm ready. I know you got sin in your life. I know you fall short. I know you messed up. But I'm God. And I love you.
Hallelujah.
And you better sit right here in heaven.
Yes.
Anybody know about grace?
Hallelujah.
Anybody know about mercy?
Come on.
Grace is getting what I don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what I do deserve.
Come on, preacher.
Do you know about grace and mercy?
Yes.
You know, we're going to read Ephesians 2:4 again when it says, but God.
But God.
Who is rich in mercy. For his great love. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son.
Come on.
But God was rich in mercy. David understood. But God.
Yes.
I don't deserve it, but God.
Yes.
I killed Uriah, but God.
Come on.
I have the power of God, Shiva, but God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, but God.
Yes.
Don't it make you feel good knowing that you got some but God power inside you?
Yes.
I got some but God power.
But God,
hallelujah. He said, even when we were dead in sin, especially in spite of us being dead in sin, he's putting us together in Christ Jesus, has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places. Lord, when I read that, there was a revelation in my heart. He made me sit in heavenly places. He said, you too good to be on the bottom level. Get off. I got something better for you.
Yes,
he said, I made you the head and not the tail. I made you the head and not the leaf. You're going to sit here in this heavenly place.
Come on.
What a mighty God we serve.
Free.
Angels bow before him.
Heaven
and earth are joining. What a mighty God we serve. Well, he'll make me sit in glory. And I ain't worth 2 plus nickels.
Free.
He makes me sit in glory.
Free.
I got all kind of issues. I'm all messed up. But he makes me sit in glory. I'm a liar. I'm a backstabber. I'm a
drunkard.
A fornicator. A crackhead. A cokehead.
Free.
Me. Great wine. He messed up all the time. But he makes me sit in glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the God that we serve.
Yes.
He said, look, when Satan went down to Jesse to look at old David's son, I got to anoint the next king. He put all his other 7 tall and handsome brothers before Samuel. He said, that ain't the one. That ain't the one. And he ain't the one. And that's not the one. You ain't got no son. Whatever the middle part that is still, you know, I'm going to shoot. Bring him to me. He wanted to the prophet, and the prophet Lord. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the world does. You can call gay marriage right all you want to the body. It's a shame for a man to have a man like a woman and two women together. It's an abomination. We got time to be politically correct in God's kingdom.
Then
wrong is wrong and right is right. Now, I witness, church.
Preach up. Preach.
And then you better apologize for being right either.
That's right.
Amen. The Bible says that every man be a liar, but Christ Jesus is the truth.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because of all that we have to endure, now I got a reference point.
All right.
I can say, well, God, if you blessed me back then, yes, you're right blessed now. Right now.
That's right.
If you saved me back then, you can save me right now. If you came through back then, you can bless me and come through right now.
Come on.
Stop it when you have a reference point. You see, when you got a reference point, the devil, he got to get some new stuff.
Jesus, that's right.
Hallelujah. Oh, what you mean, my friend, backstabbing devil? Good, I've done that. That don't work no more. Oh, my mother, father, my train straight. I've been broke before God. It's my Jehovah Jireh. You are my provider. That don't work no more.
That's right.
I have to go by myself. What? I can still make, I can do all things through Christ who visits me. That don't work no more. I got a reference point now.
That's right.
If you got a reference point, you don't have fear.
Come on. That's it.
Well, you got a reference point. You ever wonder why David was not afraid of the lion? He let us know when he told Saul, when I hit my father's sheep and the lion came and the bear came and they took the sheep and I was able to go back and get the sheep. The same God that blessed me then, he'll bless me.
Right now. That's it.
See, when you get a reference point, whatever's done put in your face, if you got a reference point, it don't bother you. I've been broke before. I've been alone before. I've been backstabbed before. I've been lied on before. I've been cheated before. I've been misused. That don't last no more, devil. I got a reference point. Because these times I experienced disappointment, the Lord showed up.
Yeah.
Who gave me a but God told me? But God.
That's it.
Hallelujah. And so because of all this, David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The scripture teaches us that in Psalm 122 and 1, David was not by himself, but rather he was compelled by other men to come into the house of the Lord. They were concerned about him being the king. They were concerned about worship.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. David did not get offended at them because they asked the king to go to church. Because the king wanted to worship.
Yes.
If you are concerned about worshiping the Lord, nothing else will matter to you. I don't care about the king. I don't care about the CEO, the supervisor, the press chief, the vision chief, the record, it don't matter. I want to worship. Then they didn't say, you go by yourself to worship. They say, let us go together. We're going to worship together. That's to teach us that we ought to walk in to worship together.
Yes.
Your children to church. You don't send them to church. You take them to church. You go worship together. We're going to this great solid city called Jerusalem.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is our place of worship. Our place of refuge, our place of judgment, and our place of peace. He said in verse 7, peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palace.
Thank you, Lord.
Did you catch that? He said, yeah. Peace be within the walls of the church and prosperity within the palace.
Come on. Come on.
I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I'm trying to wrap this up now. They understood what he was. He understood what he would receive when he got to the house of the Lord. Saul was trying to kill me, but I must get to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
My son was trying to kill me, but I must get to the house of the Lord. When I was on that Ziklag, my friends conspired about killing me because all the women and children got hit invite me to come to the house of the Lord, I can let the whole world know I'm glad to be set unto me. Let us go into the house of the Lord. When you've been through enough hell, when you've been through enough problems, when you've been through enough shortcomings and
tortures,
when you've been through all this other stuff, you ought to be glad and say, baby, let's get together and go to the house.
Yay!
Worship the Lord.
That's right.
All the trouble David had to go through, and yeah, he went through some trouble in his life. He seen some things that nobody his age had to contend with, but through it all, the Lord was there. They said, let's go to the house of the Lord, and he understood, and let's just get to the house of God. Well, that was trouble in my life, I'll find some peace. And if I can get to the house of God, well, there's death in my life. Oh, I'm talking about resurrection. I'm talking about God who's ready to say, let there be, and it's going to take place. When there was death in his life, he found life.
Hallelujah.
I get to the house of God, where there's sin, I find forgiveness.
Yes.
I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've done, how bad it seemed, how long ago it was. We're getting richer. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us.
Come on, preacher.
When my body is wrecked with pain, I come to the house of the Lord.
Yes.
If there's pain, I can find healing.
Yes.
Get your bed, rise up and walk.
Yes.
Stretch forth your other hand, as the other one is already stretched out the right way. If you got an issue of blood, stretch the hem of my garment, and I make sure you get healed also. If you're blind, I'll open your eyes up for you. If you're deaf, I'll put your ears out of your you should come with all your needs. You better stay there for a piece. You finally see them prove. The skin is starting to smell. Move the pool out the way. Hold it back. The life has come forth. When there are tears, if you keep your mind fixed on him, we might endure for the night, but your joy will come in the morning. When there are tears, he said, I'll give you a choice. I give you peace that passes all understanding. You don't want to come to the Lord's house today.
All right.
Something about being in God's house. I don't care if it's a $1 million facility or if you don't have a mountain, but you and the Lord and God say, Moses, take off your sandals because the place where you stand is holy ground. Don't you know, well, the presence of God has come in, that place has now become holy because the Lord has shown up. You can be in your bedroom, you can be in your closet, you can be in your office, but if the Lord's Spirit show up, he transforms the environment.
Yes, he does.
Now it goes from natural to supernatural.
Yeah.
It goes from common to holy. Why? Because the Lord that's why he told Moses, you don't have to take your sandals off. Because you're the holy presence now.
Holy ground.
And this is more than just grass and dirt and weeds. Because I showed up, it's become a sanctuary.
Hallelujah!
When I come to God's house, because there's loneliness, I can find me a friend. Oh, there's not a friend like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. If there's despair, I find hope. If there's rejection, he says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my burden and learn of me. My yoke is easy. And my
purpose,
like,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
You might reject me, but when I get to God's house,
open
arms, waiting on me. Mary said, if you backslide, I'm still married to you. Come on back home.
Hallelujah.
Come on back home, I got something for you. Amen. If you have forgot your way, stand and look in your mind for a moment. Remember how I love you. If you forget what God did for you, go talk to Joshua. He said, remember we were back in Egypt on the other side of the river. And God has to sustain us and bless us. Listen, you can go back there if you want to, but that's for me and my house.
Come on.
We're going to serve the Lord.
All
he's
right.
Been too good. Somebody say, he's been too good to me.
He's been too good to me.
When there's loss, we get restoration. If there's a missing father, we can find a father in Jesus. If you're motherless, you can find a mother in Jesus. Somebody call him the many breath one.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is sweet.
That's right.
He is good. His mercy endures forever. There's none like him in all the earth. Who else is like the Most High God?
Yes, God.
He said, oh,
yes,
God. I'm seven beside me there.
Yes,
oh,
God.
I can do anything.
Hallelujah.
I can reach on to nothing and step into no
one
and say, let there be. And it's going to take place. Why? Because my word will not come back for it. I said, let there be light, and light got to show up. The darkness got to flee. I said, let the water and the rain separate, and I make the ocean of the fire and the rain. Why? Because I'm God all by myself.
Yay!
Hallelujah. Finally, when your parents had me put this in your basket.
Thank you, preacher.
Pastor Gideon was going to put this sermon together. I don't know if it was by divine design or just a spiritual coincidence. But as I prepared this sermon, I'm going to go with Psalm 120, Psalm 121, Psalm 122, 123, and 124. And the first and each of these psalms together combined to give us a reinforced affirmation about the love of God. Psalm 121 says, in my distress, I called unto the Lord, and he heard me.
Preach.
Psalm 121 says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from which come my help.
Preach.
Psalm 121 says, unto thee lift I up my eyes, O God, that dwelleth in the heavens.
Come on.
Psalm 124 says, if you had not been for the Lord, who was on outside, and then you understand what Psalm 121 says, I was glad when they said to me,
yay!
And going to the house of the Lord. It's something about being in the house of the Lord.
Come on, preacher.
Are you glad about Jesus today?
Hallelujah!
I was in the hills from which come my help. Why? Because my help comes from the Lord. Unto Jesus, I'm going to hide on the Lord. You dwell in the heavenly place all by yourself. And if it had not been for the law on my side, oh Israel, if it had not been for the law on my side, tell me where would I be? I've been through the storm. I've been through the wind. I've been through the rain. I've been through the pain. I've been through the disappointments. I've been through the lack of money, lack of resources. I've been through the foreclosure. I've been through the, parking repossessed. I've been through seeing lying on me and talking about me. And just ain't just to stand up to the truth. I went through all these things. And then the man of God said, let's go into the house of the Lord. And I came with David, and I said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. When I get to God's house, I find peace. When I get to God's house, I find joy. When I get to God's house, I find love. When I get to God's house, I find forgiveness. When I get to God's house, I find restoration. When I get to God's house, I find acceptance. When I get to God's house, I find power. When I come to God's house, why don't you come to the Lord's house today?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Woo! I was glad.
Hallelujah.
I get to start over when I come to God's house.
That's right.
He's the God of starting over. Amen. He's the God of a second chance.
Come on, preacher.
Jeremiah, don't you know, like the potter has the clay in his hand, I have Israel in my hand, Jeremiah. Don't you know that the potter never lets go of the clay with represents Israel, and I'm never going to let go of you? If you mess up, I'm not going to throw you away, Jeremiah. I'm going to make you again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of Jehovah.
Hallelujah.
My God, everybody stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again. Hallelujah. We're glad to be in God's house today. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I will lift to the hills from which come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, unto thee, O Lord, lift I my eyes. O thou that dwellest in the heavens. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, you know some things occurred in your life, it was only because of the grace of God that you were able to sustain and to make it and to survive it. Nothing but the grace of God. Knowing these things about your own life, why did you show some excitement about coming to God's house? Be glad to come into God's house. Amen. He's a way maker. He is a way maker. They say he's a rock in the wilderness. He's my balm in Gilead. He's my rose of Sharon. He's my cloud cover by night. Amen. A cloud cover by day and my pillar of fire by night. Everything I need, I can find in Jesus. Hallelujah. Everything I can ever want, I find in Jesus. He satisfies me. Oh, I'm content in being with him. Hallelujah. If you're here today and you say, man of God, apostle, pastor, preacher, I want to get myself back into the house of God. I want to keep the fellowship of God all over again. I miss being with my Father, your heavenly Father. If you're here today, listen, while the Spirit of God is in this place, and I believe I feel like I'm in this place, amen. He's here waiting on you. If you're here today and we want to reconcile and get back to God's house, amen. Why don't you come up to the altar right and let me pray with you right now?
Yeah.
Come on, there one today who wants to get back in God's house. Amen. You got a prayer request. You got a prayer request in your heart. You got a prayer request and you want us to touch and agree with you. Come up. Let me pray with you right now. Come up. Come up. Let me pray with you right now. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. You got a prayer request that you want to be with you and pray with you? Let me pray with you right now. You need healing in your body. You need a financial blessing, a family issue, whatever it might be. Let me pray with you right now in the name of Jesus. No other name I know.
Yes, yes.
But Jesus. If you're here today and don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, there's no other way to make it in but through Jesus. There's no other name under heaven given by which men might be saved. Except the name of Jesus. It never gets old. I never get tired of saying his name. Matter of fact, I love to call his name. If you're here today and don't know him as your personal Savior, why don't you come up and let me pray with you right now? Matter of fact, if you're there, come up and just raise your hand and let me pray with you where you stand. Amen. Listen, the Lord is still in the saving business. Amen. Father God, bless this young man right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless his heart right now. What he stands, God, write his name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. If you believe that prayer, if you believe Jesus came in the flesh, died on the cross, and rose again the third day and ascended back to heaven, and that he is on the right hand of the Father, amen. If you believe it, you can give you your sins right now and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you believe his blood, who wants to see you to wait? Amen. If you believe that, then you are saved. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the last Sunday of January 2016. This year, we're going to see some things that take place in this country and across the world that we've never seen before. Amen. This is prophetic voice going across the land right now. That trouble is coming. Amen. Across this world. Amen. If you just watch the news for 5 minutes, you'll see how there's an antagonistic spirit against the church, against those who call Christ as their Savior. There's an antagonistic spirit right now that's getting more and more prevalent. Things are changing. And if you don't know him as your Savior, you better get to know him. If you do know him, you better stand firm where you are. Amen. Because times are changing. And there's persecution coming against the saints of God. Right? Amen. And it's not going to get no better. But these are things that was spoken up in the Word of God. Amen. We come forth the beginning of sorrows. Hallelujah. And I would encourage anyone to get in your prayer closet and get your recharge of your Holy Ghost in your spirit. Amen. So that we can stand in the evening. Paul said, heaven than all we can do, stand. We're going to hold all of God and stand in the evil day. Not just to see an evil day. Not just in case an evil day shows up, but Paul said of a certainty, so you can stand in the evil day because it's coming. Amen. But we have hope. and I'm proof, amen. So I got somebody with me. Hallelujah. They're throwing anything the enemy can throw at me. Amen. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, you bless today by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. 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 Hallelujah. This time, I was in the altar right now.
Yeah.
Let's prepare to bless God without giving. Amen. If you want to write a check out, you can make out to NACF or Phil Antioch Christian Fellowship. When I was in class yesterday, a young man asked me, what does NACF stand for? I said, the name New Antioch Christian Fellowship stands for New means walking in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Antioch means the Bible says the disciples called Christians first at Antioch. Christian means Christ-like. And fellowship means forsaking after fellowship. Then you know what you mean. Amen. Know what's in the name. Know what's in the name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Joining us, worship wouldn't have been the same without you today, and we will see you next week. Amen. Bye.